This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as we always say on this 24/7, 365 news cycle. And you're on it. You're riding that cycle. Think about it. Anyway, welcome aboard 9/11. This is September 11, 2017, 17 years after the fact. An important day in Islam, a number in terms of 17. You have to research that one, figure it out. Anyway, we'll never forget what happened on 9/11, 2001. September 11, 2001, a day that will certainly live in infamy. We all have big memories of this. We just had a 2 hours, literally, nonstop coverage of 9/11. 17 years later, first we had Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. He was on, did a fantastic job in breaking everything down. We connected dots from September 11, 2001, all the way to today. And it was it's quite a show. You'll be able to hear it on the podcast after the end of this hour. And then in the second hour, very, very, very special friend, long time, probably, I think we've known each other 10, 11 years now, Bill Steiner, Shanksville, outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, was actually a witness to Flight 93 flying over his house, in which he saw certain things happening, and then the plane crash. And he describes it in the first portion of the show. Then we go on to talk about the memorial. The memorial that's there at the crash site of Shanksville, it is nothing more than the largest mosque in the world. And they just put up their minaret, the Tower of Chimes, they say, 93 feet high. Anyway, a disgrace as a memorial. But I'm not going to take anything away from the victims, the 40 who died so courageously in that aircraft to stop it from going any further, and they did. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Like I said, it's a very, very important and poignant day. In this hour, we're going to be talking a lot about what is going on in our own country and the end result, really, I think, of the war that was declared on September 11, 2001. It's still going on. It's raging within our own country, and Donald Trump is here to stop it, put an end to this war. And, of course, the war with the deep state, we talked about that really very poignantly in the last hour with Bill Steiner, who actually was one of the first ones to blow the whistle on the deep state. He and Alex Rawls of Palo Alto was an important part of blowing the whistle on the deep state, because we found out how deep they really truly were with this whole build-out of this mosque, Flight 93 Memorial, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's quite a little process. I'll have to go back and do more archival work and pull out more past shows with Bill Steiner and all the hours of research and study and phone calls and people that we interviewed to bring you this information. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact, a conspiracy fact, one of many that we have, of course, explored and discovered and brought to you over the years here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to say a shout-out to all you citizen journalists, and Bill Steiner being one of those citizen journalists who is deeply impacted our show here and brought us fantastic information over the years that people wouldn't believe. And all of a sudden now, of course, they're known as the real facts behind things. We just outed the President Barack Hussein Obama as he was chiding those saying that Benghazi was a conspiracy theory. And it's kind of interesting. We covered that wall to wall. We knew probably more than what Obama would. Well, we certainly knew more than what he was letting on that he knew. We knew what he knew on September 12th, and we were reporting it. We were one of the first out with all the information, all the facts. And, of course, the lying has continued, and it continues even to today. And Chris Paranto, Tonto, as he's called, who was a friend of the show here, by the way, I've met him, and was at the actual premiere in Dallas. As a thank you to us and Chris Street, myself and Chris Street, they brought us out to Dallas for the premiere of Benghazi, a 13 hours movie. And it was interesting to meet all the players, all the actors, if you will. I mean the guys that were actually on the ground there in Benghazi. And, of course, they have a completely different story than what President Barack Hussein Obama lies to you about. Yeah, they know it's not, they're the conspiracy fact, of course. So that's the operations of the deep state. They're out there, and President Barack Hussein Obama is a member of the deep state. And he's basically, as he toured California, he came out and he spoke in California in Orange County, and a very, very small crowd turned out. It was pathetic because I think most people in Southern California view him as pathetic. He had a very, very poor turnout in terms of numbers. They knew that. They knew they'd get less than 1,000 people, and that's basically what they had, was less than 1,000 people that were seeing him. And they used a small room, one of the small ballrooms in the Anaheim Convention Centers. You know, he's not playing well. He's not playing well out there. I think the blue wave is not, especially in Orange County, where that's where I used to surf as a kid and even as an adult. That blue wave just ain't happening. That's the home of the red waves. And, of course, we're talking about the algal blooms that go on there, red tide, as they call it. But, I don't think there's going to be too much of a blue wave in Orange County for him. There might be in some circles, but I think that people have pretty much had it with him and everything else. Now, we have some other issues going on in our fight and in our struggle, I guess you can say, against the deep state. And one of those is, of course, what is going on at the border. And right now I'm looking at, must be part of the Houston Chronicle. Maybe not. LMT Online. So it's got to be something to do with Houston, a Houston paper. But this is actually the Washington Post reporting this. It's picked up by this Houston paper. Border agents in South Texas saw increase in migrant families make illegal crossings in August. So this number is really, really, really taken up from what we understand about illegal immigrants, illegal foreign nationals coming across the border to the United States. One of the reports that appears on Drudge right now is 100 Bangladeshis. This is actually out of Breitbart. 100 Bangladeshi nationals apprehended near Texas border in 3 weeks. So obviously more and more and more people are coming across and from other countries that well, just probably didn't anticipate, right? Illegal foreign nationals coming across, at least 100 Bangladeshis. This is from, says Laredo Sector Border Patrol agents continue to lead the nation in apprehension of Bangladeshi nationals who illegally crossed the border from Mexico into Texas, and more than 100 were arrested in the past 3 weeks, totaling 622 this fiscal year. On September 7th, Laredo Sector agents apprehended a group of five illegal immigrants who crossed the Rio Grande River border with Mexico into the Santa Rita subdivision. The agents interviewed the group and learned that they had come from to the U.S. from Bangladesh, according to Laredo Sector Border Patrol officials. The Bangladeshis consisted of two juveniles and three adults. That's just this one pod. Latest arrest bring the total for the fiscal year of 2018 to 622. A few weeks ago, Breitbart Texas reported on the number of arrests at 520 after agents arrested more than 20 Bangladeshi nationals over a period of just a few days. And since that time, more than 100 Bangladeshis were arrested in that sector. The rate of apprehension in the Laredo sector has accelerated over the past few months, officials reported. If the trend continues, there'll be more than 700 arrests before the fiscal year ends in September. It's not stopping yet. But if we build the wall, that might be a different picture. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
Even doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, Border Patrol agents are smacking it around. That's what's really going on. Yeah, we've got all kinds of wacko, crazy Border Patrol things happening, not only in California, but also in Texas. We talked yesterday about Jerry Brown, downtown Jerry Brown, to host the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco. And remember, send Jerry Brown a brown bag. Don't put any poop in it. Don't do that. He'll be engaged in enough of that in San Francisco when he gets there. You know what I mean? He'll be engaged in enough of that. if you know what I mean. Aha! Let's see, Dr. Susan Berry. Senator Kamala Harris condemned for leading Kavanaugh smear with deceptively edited video. What is this about? Kamala Harris, she's a scary one. She is a scary one. I'm telling you, she's major league scary, if you know what I mean. Anyway, it says here, Kamala Harris of California is being condemned for leading an attempt to smear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, this time with a deceptively edited video of a portion of his Senate confirmation hearing. The California Democrat tweeted in an edited video of Kavanaugh's response to Texas Senator Ted Cruz's questions about the judge's 2015 dissent from denial of hearing en banc in the case of Priest for Life versus HHS. Kamala Harris says, Kavanaugh, this is a tweet that she put out. I'll play the clip here in a second. Kavanaugh chooses his words very carefully, and this is a dog whistle for going after birth control. He was nominated for the purpose of taking away a woman's constitutionally protected right to make her own health care decisions. No, make no mistake, this is about punishing women. I'll bite. Let's see what this sounds like here.
Filling out the form would make them complicit in the provision of the abortion-inducing drugs that they were, as a religious matter, objected to.
All right. It says, the case involved Priest for Life lawsuit against the federal government over Obamacare's contraceptive mandate provisions. The pro-life organization ultimately appealed the decision of the U.S. court to the D.C. Circuit, which upheld the Obama administration's accommodation for religious employees or employers who objected to being forced by the government to provide free contraception, sterilization procedures, and abortion-inducing drugs to employees through health care insurance plans. The accommodation required faith group employers that objected to the mandate to notify the federal government of their objection by filing a form. And the Department of Health and Human Services was then to arrange for the same coverage of the same services with the employer's insurance company rather than the employer himself. In his response to Cruz's questions about the dissent, Kavanaugh responded by summarizing the position of the plaintiffs in Priest for Life. So it was the summary he was talking about, not his own opinion. Kavanaugh chooses his own words carefully. This is what she wrote. And this is a dog whistle. Okay, so he chooses his own words carefully. When this is actually taken out of context in a video presentation, I'm going to play it for you again so you get the context. This is why they're so upset, is because this context is really what is it matter here?
The form would make them complicit in the provision of the abortion-inducing drugs that they were, as a religious matter, objected to.
Okay, so that's, you heard what he said. In other words, it's sounding like he's agreeing, well, they are filling out the forms for the abortion drugs that they objected to, meaning he's supporting that. He's supporting abortion, no, non-abortion, but the drugs that they might be subjected to. So he's not supporting abortion in this context. But what he's doing is giving you a summary of the statement. This is what he says in his response to Cruz's question about Kavanaugh responded by summarizing the position of the plaintiffs, Priest versus Life. This is what he said. That was a group that was being forced to provide a certain kind of health coverage over their religious objection to their employees, and under the Religious Freedom of Restoration Act, the question was, first, see, this is where it's coming. First, was this a substantial burden on the religious exercise? And it seemed to me quite clearly it was. It was a technical matter of filling out a form in that case. They said filling out the form would make them complicit in the provision of the abortion-inducing drugs that they, as a religious matter, objected to. God, they just won't. When they get to this degree of blatant lying, when you know, see, this is what their hope is. Their hope is that in their situation of arguing the non-facts and arguing the lies, basically, they hope that they're going to get this out in the media, and it's going to have that shock effect, and that's it. So it's going to play out and have the impact on 100% of the people that listen to it, obviously. And of the 100% of the people, they're going to think, oh my God, that must be true. And then they're going to hope that the rebound effect, when the truth actually does come out, is going to be minimized. Now, this is the salient part, is that no longer can they play upon that reality in terms of the media. Because they know guys like me are going to come along and go, excuse me, that's not what was said. There's more of us doing this than they realize. That's why this dog's not going to hunt. In fact, Breitbart called it everybody's attention nationally that they're doing this, deceptively edited video. Okay, so now Breitbart, with their reach, we're playing into that game as well. I'm repeating what you're seeing here, well, you're not seeing it, but it's up on Breitbart. We're following up that this follow up by us, like the citizen journalists we all are. They did not count on this. They don't figure this into the equation. And so what happens within hours, their whole shock of, oh, he said this, Kavanaugh, that whole shock value is diminished to nothing. In fact, what it does is it plays against them, because the truth will set you free, right? When you get the whole context of what he's saying and you understand it, then it's a whole different picture. They can no longer use this methodology on us successfully. If we don't push back, of course, what about Alex Jones and shutting people down, such as Agenda 21 Radio and all that stuff? Well, they're going to continue to do this, of course. That's what they do. They shut us down. But, you know, we always seem to have a way to get back now, don't we? The truth always surfaces. Somehow, the truth is going to surface. So come on, girlfriend, it's not working for you. It's not working for you. And everybody says, oh, Kamala this, Kamala that. She's going to be the next, you know, president. I don't think so. Not even remotely close will she become the next president. That's my opinion. She's going to start looking more like Maxine Waters, it seems like, the hysterical Maxine Waters. I would say that a little bit better than that, but, geez. I mean, she's these kind of hysterical statements, though, doesn't play well. Not anymore. Elections have consequences. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio to follow. Get out!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It's kind of interesting, all the discussion about ammo and what's going on in California. It's not going to be that way in New California, that's for sure. It's not going to be that way. What's happening here? It's not going to be that way. You know, it's kind of interesting. We live in an amazing state of disarray in California. Not really. Well, actually, yes, it's kind of, and you have to kind of, you know, we look at it from, we're going to go out here in just a little bit. We're going to actually read a grievance about California, where is it? Oh, here it is. Here is the actual grievance. It's in my grubby little hands. And it's quite an interesting one. Why don't I read this to you right now? Because I can. You'll get a premier view of the grievance number 34 right now. I can do this because it's my show. No restrictions here. It's my show. Okay, so this is... people are texting me. Yeah, they're... Okay. Okay. I'm reading it anyway. Grievance number 34. You get the declaration of grievance and everything. It's well written, and we had some contributors on this one, I must say, so I'm really happy about this. State of California, notice. To all Californians, grievance 34, September 11, 2018. New California is a new state in development, exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. In the process to form New California is authorized and codified in Article 4, Sections 3 and 4 of the United States Constitution. Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution states the following. Listen to this. This is the essential thing. New states, this is from the Constitution, written 1783. This is the language. New states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new states shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned, as well as that of the Congress. That's Article 4, Section 3. So that justifies what we're doing. We also justify it by our own writings from our own Declaration of Independence and also the preamble of the state of California that we've got here. And the First Amendment of the United States. Now, by the way, we're tying nicely together with the First Amendment of the United States. The First Amendment of the United States states the following. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That gives us the authority to do this. Hello. Okay. State of New California, Grievance 34, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator. It says Declaration of Grievance, United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. The communist California government and the current pretender governor have fostered, supported, legislated, enacted, and enforced unconstitutional laws and regulations in direct violation of Article 6, Section 2, known as the Supremacy Clause. Utilizing an industrialized hyper-legislative process to enhance lawlessness with bills and laws that are intended to add to the misery of law-abiding United States citizens living in California. Don't you just love it when these sort of things happen? It says, mercenary economics and unconstitutional privilege. The rogue government of California has been engaging in a mercenary form of economics whereby foreign students are given priority over the natural-born and naturalized citizens of this state in favor of deriving higher profits from foreign students, while the present bureaucratic educational apparatus funded by the taxpayers of California actually claims to promote general social welfare. In practice, they are exploiting the taxpayer and seeking the highest bidder to bestow those privileges that should be prioritized for the citizens of this state, and doing so in a mercenary form. The same form of corrupt economic practice occurs with respect to the natural resources of the state of California. This leaves many of the natural and naturalized citizens of the state of California in a destitute predicament with regards to earning a living and creating a livelihood, while it enriches the bureaucrats of the communist political establishment. Summary welfare recipients. It says, as a result of communist activism, anti-American community organizing, and political ambition, the authoritarian globalist establishment has seized and maintained power in this state, have seen to it that illegal invaders are summarily awarded benefits without the consent of the governed and without the consent of those with whom the financial resources are confiscated to perpetuate this centralized dictatorship. This continuous theft and betrayal by the despotic government of California. This constitutes theft and betrayal by the despotic government of California. Illegal reparations. The rogue government of California, servile to unpatriotic and un-American special interest, has assumed unto itself the powers to correct injustices that have occurred, yet in the process have victimized entire classes of people that do not bear any responsibility for these injustices, and at the same time rewards parties that have never been the victims of these injustices. Pretty amazing, isn't it? This is the nature of the Maoist communist cultural revolution that has now replaced the rule of law, the Republican form of government in the state of California. The victims of these dangerous communist policies are many and the cost great, both economically and in terms of the confidence the people or the citizens of this state are willing to place in their government. The citizens of New California demand redress of this grievance. Utilizing Marxist-Leninist and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the communist California governor, monoparty system, and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the Union of the United States of America. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California communist government, in conjunction with the communist state executive, instituted wherever the current communist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which gives us our liberty and freedom. Isn't that amazing? Betrayal by the sitting communist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of their responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of the United States living in California. So much for the grievance to California, right? By New California. Pretty good stuff, actually. Kind of laying it out. The Maoism that's going on here is pretty strong, and this is what we have to stop here in California, and it certainly will stop in New California. That's why I visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for this information and more. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This week is traditionally the peak of hurricane season. We're doing a series of reports we call the Eye of the Storm. Today, evacuation gridlock. We'll start with CNN's John Zarella, who's in the Florida Keys live this morning. John is with us. Good morning, John.
Morning, Vince. Let me tell you, emergency managers and hurricane forecasters will always tell you can run from the water and you can hide from the wind. That means you've got to get out of the way for storm surge, but you can usually hide from the wind.
I'm Amanda Lang at the New York Stock Exchange, where we could be in for a solid open to the trading day. Stock index futures point to some buying for the broader market and for techs. One sector that could provide a boost, wireless stocks. Nokia is saying it expects to meet earnings targets for the current quarter. But the world's largest mobile phone maker is warning that third quarter sales will be about 5% below the year-ago level.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story, obviously calling our sources and trying to figure out exactly what happened, but clearly something relatively devastating happening this morning there on the south end of the island of Manhattan. That is, once again, a picture of one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Well, you can see these pictures. It's obviously something devastating has happened. And again, unconfirmed report that a plane has crashed into one of the towers there. We are efforting more information on this subject as it becomes available to you.
Right now, we've got Sean Murtaugh. He is a CNN producer on the telephone right now. Sean, what can you tell us about what you know?
This is Sean Murtaugh. I just was standing on the Vice President of Finance.
Sean.
Vice President of Finance for CNN.
Sean, we're on the air right now. What can you tell us about this situation?
Hello?
Yes, Sean, you're on the air now. Go ahead. What can you tell us?
I just witnessed a plane that appeared to be cruising slightly lower than normal altitude over New York City, and it appears to have crashed into, I don't know which tower it is, but it hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Sean, what kind of plane? Was it a small plane, a jet?
It was a jet. Looked like a two-engine jet, maybe a 737.
You're talking about a large passenger commercial jet. And where were you when you saw this?
I am on the 21st floor of 5 Penn Plaza.
Did it appear that the plane was having any difficulty flying?
Yes, it did. It was teetering back and forth, wingtip to wingtip. And it looks like it has crashed into probably 20 stories from the top of the World Trade Center, maybe the 80th to 85th floor. There is smoke billowing out of the World Trade Center.
Sean, what happened next? Does it appear to you that the plane is still inside the World Trade Center?
From my angle, I'm viewing south towards the Statue of Liberty and towards the World Trade Center. It looks like it is embedded in the building. I can't see from my vantage point whether it has come out the other side.
Sean, what about on the ground? Or any debris that has hit down there?
My vantage point is too far from the World Trade Center to make any determination of that.
Did you see any smoke, any flames coming out of the engines of that plane?
No, I did not. The plane just was coming in low, and the wingtips tilted back and forth, and then it flattened out. It looks like it's hit at a slight angle into the World Trade Center. I can see flames now coming out the side of the building, and smoke continues to billow.
Well, generally, is that a traffic area in New York for aircraft?
It is not a normal flight pattern. I'm a frequent traveler between Atlanta and New York for business, and it is not a normal flight pattern to come directly over Manhattan. Usually they come up either over the Hudson River heading north and pass alongside the island of Manhattan, or if they're taking off from LaGuardia, they usually take off over Shea Stadium and take off. Gain altitude around the island of Manhattan. It's rare that you have a jet crossing directly over the island of Manhattan.
Just for our viewers who are just tuning in right now, you're looking at a live picture of the World Trade Center Tower where, according to eyewitness Sean Murtaugh, he is a vice president of finance, an eyewitness to what he describes as a twin-engine plane or possibly a 737 passenger jet flying into the World Trade Center. It appears to be still embedded inside the building. Sean, are you in a position right now to hear whether any sirens are going, any ambulances, any sort of response to this yet?
Not from my vantage point. I'm probably a mile and a half, 2 miles from the World Trade Center.
It is a remarkable scene as we're seeing right now. Flames still coming out of the windows, black smoke billowing from what appears to be all sides. Obviously, windows shattered and steel jutting out from the structure.
And
right
Sean,
now.
Once again, we're looking at these pictures, and
I
you're telling
them in
us
in my office. I have them on all my TVs.
And you're telling us you believe the plane remains embedded.
I can't tell from my vantage point.
All right. Sean, thank you so much
thank
for
you
your eyewitness
much.
Account there. Right now, we want to go to our affiliate NYW, reporting on this as we speak.
There's a little girl in his arms.
Did you see what happened, sir? Did you see what happened? What happened?
Well, I was in the PATH train, and there was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out around, like, the 80th floor.
Was it hit by something, or was it something inside?
It was inside. Because it looked out. Everything was coming out.
All the windows
were coming out. All the papers were
What is
coming
on
out.
The sidewalk?
I didn't see anything.
Were there any people hurt, do you know?
I just ran, and everyone in the PATH train just ran. I don't know if anyone was hurt, but I assume they were because the windows were all blown out.
An eyewitness on the telephone right now. Jean, what can you tell us about what you saw?
I can tell you that I was watching TV, and there was this sonic boom, and the TV went out, and I thought maybe that the Concorde was back in service, because I've heard about those sonic booms, and I got up to my window. I live in Battery Park City, right next to the Twin Towers, and I looked up, and the side of the World Trade Center exploded right when I looked up, and at that point, debris started falling. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Can you hear anything from your position right now? Ambulances, sirens?
Absolutely, positively. There are crowds of people downstairs in Battery Park City. Everybody's come out from the buildings. This is the financial area in Manhattan, and there's a lot of fire engines. I can see them from my window.
Jean, can you tell us, I don't know if you can tell which tower it is that's on fire right now or the kinds of services that are inside that tower?
I can't tell what's inside. It's the northern tower versus the southern tower, and it seems to be on all sides of the building, from what I can tell. The west side, the south side, and it looks like smoke's coming from the east side as well.
Gene, can you see any of the debris currently on the ground area?
Absolutely. I mean, it's continuing to kind of flutter down like leaflets, and at first there was just tons of debris, and it continues to fall out, and it looks like these uppermost floors are definitely on fire.
Mm. Can you see any actual people in that area who may have been
may have been hit by any of this debris or were not able to get out of the way? Can you see any crowds that may be too close to where they should be? Anything like that?
No, I don't think so. And it's not a highly trafficked area at the base of the World Trade Center, so that's one fortunate thing.
Gene, right now we're continuing to look at pictures of this devastating scene. According to Sean Murtaugh, Vice President of Finance, he witnessed what he described as a twin-engine plane, possibly a 737. He was almost absolutely sure that it was a large passenger jet that went into that plane. Gene, you're saying that you didn't see anything initially. You didn't see a plane actually approach the building.
I had no idea it was a plane. I just saw the entire top part of the World Trade Center explode. So I turned on the TV when I heard they said it was a plane. Right. It was really strange.
Were you there living in New York during the World Trade Center bombing?
No, I wasn't.
Fortunately so. When you say a sonic boom, did you actually feel anything? Were things shaking in your apartment?
You could feel it. It was just a gigantic sonic boom. The TV it went off for a second and then it went back on. And the windows, you felt the vibrations on the windows.
You were saying it's not a high traffic area usually, but can you guesstimate how many people may be in an area like that at this hour of the morning?
It would be hard to say. There is a huge courtyard between the two World Trade Center buildings, and the only issue might have been tourists or business people out in this courtyard area. And they possibly would have been hit. But the people that are immediately around the base of the World Trade Center, I would say at any given time, you're talking about maybe 20 or 30 people at best.
We were talking with Sean Murtaugh earlier, and he said this is not normally an area where you would see some sort of aircraft, certainly, obviously, that low. But in that is not a high traffic area in terms of flights?
I don't know about flights. I have a balcony down here in Battery Park City, and they have that needle sticking out of the top of the World Trade Center. And I've always wondered, if anyone would kind of get too close to the building, and accidentally veer into it.
Gene, tell us a little bit about that area and how emergency crews would be able to access that area. Would that be relatively difficult or easy to access for emergency people?
I would imagine it would be slightly difficult because to get around the World Trade Center building,
of course,
really only the one
17 years following this incident. This is the North Tower that the plane first struck. This is a live CNN report, which I thought was actually exceptional reporting on that day. I was watching CNN. I thought they did a very good job. Everybody has their memories of where they were on September 11th, 2001. And 17 years ago, the incident took place. I'll never forget this because it's still going on. The war against the United States, which was most exposed here, internally and externally, is happening even today as we speak. We are in a struggle for our future. It has not stopped. It has not ceased. And ultimately, we are going to prevail because good leadership, good strong Americans are stepping up all over the place, all around the world, to prevent this sort of thing from happening again. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, the special tribute to 9/11, 17 years later. I want to thank Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show for being with us in the first hour, and also my good friend Bill Steiner outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, who has been so instrumental in bringing to light the fraud of the Flight 93 Memorial as a mosque. I know it's really hard for some people to grasp that, but that's exactly what it is. And the fight goes on to right that wrong. That will definitely be righted at some point in time in the future. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, of course, one of the big weapon in the battle for the United States of America, New California State. Visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get on board. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.